This is Lisa Henderson with Daring Parenting on Hoodsprayed FM, and we're continuing our discussion with Jenny Price, who's worked in South Africa and the Middle East and now is living here in Hoodsprayed. What do you think kids' lives are like today in this digital, highly globalized world?
And because children don't sweat the small stuff either. So you can have in a classroom a young Palestinian child and an Indian and an Arab and someone from, well, even, you know, let's, even because it's topical these days, even Russia. And yet those children don't see the differences. For them, it's incredible how they're much more accepting of different philosophies and outlooks, because it's about the individual, not the overarching philosophy that the background culture comes from. So, yeah, I think that's actually perhaps more and more with the fact that skills are transportable and people can move around the world. I think we are going to become less geographically defined and more social animals, perhaps.
So would you recommend travel?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you're a youngster and you don't have obligations, it would be the best thing to go and spread your wings and try something different outside the boundaries of your country. Because you can always come back, but you'll come back with a whole set of new experiences that you're richer for.
I'm from America, and both of my children live there, but they've both come to visit in South Africa. And for my son, it was a life-changing experience. Mm. He got back in touch with his creativity when he was here. And just the beauty of Hoodsprayed and the surrounding areas and the animals and all of that. Mm. So I do think, and my life was changed, my first trip here. It's like, now I live here because of that. So I think if we can do that, and even if you don't have means, I think sometimes people say, well, if I could afford it, I would do that. Mm. But that there really are ways to do this on a budget, on a shoestring, and still be safe and still have fun.
Sure.
And I think especially with girls too, it's like you want to protect them and say, don't do this, but it's part of growing up in life.
Well, I suppose one can experience it perhaps on a level of leisure, perhaps first. I mean, I think back to what my first taste of travel was, and there's this wonderful Contiki tour program that is exactly as you say, the sort of safe travel experience for South Africans. Sometimes as South Africans, we are quite insular. We don't tend to sort of naturally gravitate to sort of wanting to go overseas. And the Contiki program offers a super experience for under 35s. You can go to any number of different countries and travel with like-minded citizens of other countries as well. And I think that gives you your first flavor of travel. That's if your parents don't necessarily travel themselves. That's right. I think these days, many more parents probably do take their children on overseas holidays. Certainly in my case, we did South African holidays. And then it, I think, then morphs into wanting to go and try for a career in another country. And because of the transient nature we spoke about earlier, where you don't have to be in a career for so long, that sort of overseas experience is actually quite interesting, because you can just be 2 years in a country and move on to another country, and it doesn't really look bad in your CV. Whereas previously, one needed to have a job for sort of at least 3 to 4 years. Otherwise, you were regarded as a rolling stone.
It's definitely the complete opposite now. My daughter is in the corporate video industry. And she said, if you stay in a job more than 3 years, they think something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, you've got to always be looking up to move out of the company you're in. Even if you really could stay with the same company and grow up, the whole idea is to have all these different experiences. Like she'd always worked for small companies. She said, I want to work for a corporation. Now, so she's with a corporation, but she said, I won't be here. I'll probably go back to a smaller company. And I did that only because I was in radio, which meant bouncing around from town to town. And it was, I was like a rebel, a weirdo to do that. Here's one last question I have. And banking is a conservative industry generally, but it seems like some of the millennials that are now coming in the older millennials, coming into positions of management, and their whole thought processes about time off and how much they're willing to work and guarding some of their personal life. Mm. Did you see some of that in the younger ranks coming up? Paradigm shift?
Possibly not. I think that many of the youngsters that I worked with, and more towards the latter end of my career, tend to be parts of consulting firms. And consulting firms notoriously, like Ernst & Young or Accenture, Deloitte, tend to recruit bright young millennials. But they worked harder than I've ever seen the youngsters work when I started out. The hours that they would put in and the demands that would be expected of them were quite incredible. And I almost actually thanked my lucky stars that I started out the world of work when I did, because I do think that it's a lot harder now for a youngster, just because, as I say, the demands are so great, the need to succeed is so great. And it is a much more complicated world right now. So the types of deliverables that are expected of some of these youngsters are amazing, and they do step up to the plate and deliver them. So I almost think that whole work-life balance that gets spoken of perhaps is maybe something that affects, what would it be, the baby boomers more. I think that we probably are more sort of mindful of that. I think these youngsters work incredibly hard. Yeah.
That's been my experience of what I've seen. Like, my son works over 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
And he thinks nothing of it. And he picked up a part-time job doing photography because he needed some extra money, but he wanted more of a creative outlet. I'm like, oh my God, you're already working 60 hours a week. Mm. But it is that, and I think too, so much now can be done from home.
Yes. Yeah.
So it makes it, in a way, your work really never ends, because you don't have to be sitting in a cubicle.
The youngsters work at a time when they feel that they're more productive, which often tends to be sort of like in the evenings. So for us, that's quite foreign. Whereas some of the young millennials that I worked with, they'd grump about being at work at sort of 8 o'clock in the morning, which is a traditional start time. So there'd be this constant pulling around, you have to be, because that's the corporate rule. But they'd be happier to get in at 9:30, 10, but then they'd work until 10, 11 at night. And that's something I think that, you know, we need to learn to accept, that it's just different. It's not wrong.
And do you think the corporate world will be able to make that shift?
It's going to struggle. The corporate world still has this bias towards, you've got to have rules because you can't treat people differently. So when you have mavericks like that in the team, you have to perhaps have a different set of managerial skills in order to try and deal with that, so that some of the team don't get grumpy. But corporates are going to struggle with that generally, which is why perhaps millennials are more suited to being entrepreneurial, because they can work at their own pace in their own hours that suit them.
Our thanks to Jenny Price, an executive in the banking industry who has recently settled in Hoedspruit.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
We appreciate you listening to Daring Parenting on Hoedspruit FM. You can catch the show twice a week, Thursday mornings from 10 to 10:30, Tuesday night, 7 to 7:30, and you can listen anytime at your convenience on daringparenting.com. On the homepage, just go to the tab that says Radio Shows. We hope you'll join us again next week. If you have questions, you can send a private message to our Facebook page, or you can email lisa@daringparenting.com. Until next time, I hope you'll be a daring parent.